Okay.
We're back on the record at 7:01 a.m. We are now in, IP&E has rested. We are now in the purchasing agency's case in chief. Mr. Both of you may call your first witness.
If I may, Mr. Hearing Officer, I'd call Jesse Rages to take the stand.
Okay, Mr. Rages, please take the stand. Please leave the notes on your desk. Thank you. That's for your lawyer to give you during the appropriate moment. I'll ask the witness to be sworn.
Jesse Rages.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Both of your witnesses.
Thank you. Mr. Rages, where are you currently employed?
At the Guam Fire Authority.
And how long have you been working?
20 years, sir.
Okay. And what division or department do you work for?
The procurement. Materials management.
What is your current job title in procurement?
I am the buyer supervisor there.
Okay. And in the course of this procurement, multi-step bid GPA 29-14, what was your capacity? In what capacity did you serve?
Well, I oversaw the facilitation of the procurement itself during the evaluation process.
Okay. And so you were the buyer supervisor for that process?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in the course of that, was this bid any different from any of the other solicitations that GPA puts out?
No, sir.
Okay. In other words, there was, to your knowledge, there was a pre-bid conference?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there were different amendments? Specifically, amendments 1 through 8 in this case?
That's what I recognize, yes, sir.
Okay. And just in general terms, what does any bidder, whether it's Mobil or IP&E in this case, have the ability to do? What happens at a pre-bid conference, first of all?
Well, we do have the introduction of the proponents that are interested, and although we do have encouraged questions to be asked during the pre-bid, however, we do stress to them that the questions must be submitted in writing in order to be effectuated within the bid package itself.
Okay, and in this procurement, were there, in fact, amendments submitted by both bidders, both IP&E and Mobil?
That is correct.
And those were duly responded to, and to your knowledge, all questions were asked and responded to in the course of those amendments?
Yes, sir.
Did you have cause to prepare a final, once the bid committee met and made a recommendation, did you have course to prepare a analysis of the bid?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if I might approach, unfortunately, yes. Mr. Engelhauser, I think I suffered from the same delusions or whatever as the rest of the council. I did not mark this separately, but obviously, if we could, this is at tab 30. For the record, pages 19 to 23, if I could approach and ask the witness to.
Page 19 to 30?
No, I'm sorry, 19 to 23.
19 to 23, that would be your exhibit A, capital letter A.
Okay, and Mr. Rages, if you will, if you wouldn't mind turning to Tab 30, pages 19 to 23, if you could identify that for the record.
Page 19 through 23 is my bid analysis letter that is based out of the recommendation from the committee, from the evaluation committee.
Okay. And in the course of that, if you, I guess, turn to page 19, was there an award made to for each plant location? Okay. And that was, to your knowledge, based upon, as a committee recommendation, as you said, based on the overall lowest price per location?
Yes, sir.
And so your analysis summarized all the plants and the locations and the prices, and then the final recommendation was made per plant location for each of the five locations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then that was dated August 15th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and to your knowledge, what happened after that?
After that, it goes for process up to signatures, obviously, for management. Okay, and then after that, it goes for award process. After once management approves the recommendation letter, it goes for purchase order preparation, and then through our budget office certification, and then up through management.
Okay, and in this case, was there a protest?
Yes, there was a protest filed after the notice of intent letters and bid status letters were issued.
To your knowledge, there was obviously a question as to the interpretation of the contract. In any of the amendments that you participated in, was there any questions raised by IP&E regarding those clarification or anything else as to that issue?
No, negative.
And the bid abstract, were you present for the bid abstract when that was opened?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, and so that was after the technical part of the evaluation was done, and were the representatives from both IP&E and Mobile present?
At the bid opening, I believe there was, yes, both parties were present.
Okay, and then the abstract transcribed what each party put in per location?
That is correct.
For each of the five different plants?
That is correct.
I don't have anything further.
For the interested parties that are more aligned with GPA, do you have any questions for Mr. Regis?
No hearings officer, no.
Okay. And Mr. Crerar, you're with us.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Regis. You testified that you had worked on the previous procurements for these plants?
For other bids?
The plants in question here?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you had testified that, you know, this procurement was pretty much like the same as the other ones. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
But isn't it true that the language in this procurement differed vastly from the previous procurement?
I wouldn't say to in what regard that you would agree to.
Well, let me direct your attention to what's been marked as Exhibit 2 and ask if you could identify the two pages in this exhibit.
The whole page, you mean? Section 4?
The two pages.
Okay. Section 4 reads receipts, registrations of bids, and confidentiality. Section 5 says modification or withdrawal of bids. Section 6 says late bids, late withdrawals, and late modifications. Section 7 regards award. And the next page you said? It goes on to be through.
Okay. Are you familiar? Have you seen this before? Do you recall it?
This is from the bid package itself, I believe, yes.
Yeah. And in, with respect to Section 7, which is marked award, it specifically says that award is going to be made on the site-by-site basis. Is that correct?
The lowest and most responsive bidder for each site, as indicated.
Okay, and there's no mention of an overall award?
None that I see here. It just says that GPA and will determine the lowest and most responsive bidder for each item, site, as indicated.
Okay. And the current contract addresses an overall award, isn't that correct?
I don't recall the current contract right now.
Okay, may I direct your attention to the, you have the procurement file. I'd like to direct your attention to Section 4 of the instant IFB.
Which tab is that?
Let me find it. Do you know the tab for it?
Oh, it's start.
Sorry.
Did we previously identify that document as an exhibit, Mr. Prayer?
The first one was marked as Exhibit 2. I'm not sure which this one was marked at. Now I see the...
That's a small A, I think.
I'm sorry?
Small A, I think.
Small A?
I mean, that's the interesting part. Thank you. Right. Talking about the table where you put the bid prices?
No, it was just the IFB package. It spoke to section, the two sections. One said award per client, then overall award.
Okay.
If I may just find that. I believe I have it here.
Tab 2 is the IFB package. I believe
that's
877, yes.
Were you talking about tab 20 or tab 2, page 52?
It would be page 887.
Of tab. I believe that would be tab 2.
Now, is that previously been marked as exhibit?
Yeah, exhibit.
Yes.
A.
I'm sorry.
Small A.
That's
small A.
So exhibit small A.
Page 877.
Actually, 887 was not part of small
yeah,
A. It's just page 877.
Page 877 was small A.
Okay, so this is different.
This is different.
Okay, so we're going to mark this. If we can make a copy of that as exhibit number 3.
GPA will award the contract to the bidder whose proposal yields the lowest overall contract price for the contract-based year period.
So it would be fair to say that this procurement has a different language than the previous one.
It'd be fair to say that.
Okay. And on an overall basis, when you add up all the sites, IP&E has a lower price than WOLE. Is that correct?
I couldn't tell you that right off the top of my head.
Well, do you disagree with what Mr. Keller said about
the
pricing?
Either.
All right. Mr. Regis, please wait until Mr. Kerr is finished asking his question. We can only record one person at a time. And it gets a little confusing when we've got two people talking.
Okay, sorry about that.
Can you please ask a question again, Mr.
Kerr? I mean, would you agree with Mr. Keller's testimony that when you look at it overall and add up all the overall prices, that IP&E had a lower price than mobile?
I couldn't recall.
But
I do remember that IP&E did have lower prices, yes.
So it was the lowest overall price. Is that correct or not? I didn't mean to speak over you. I'm sorry.
You have to say yes or no. You cannot nod.
I would say yeah. It was they did have an overall lower price.
Okay. I'm not trying to trick you.
Anymore. Yeah, no, I understand.
No, we all know the facts here. So be comfortable, please. And now, you testified you put together the evaluation package for the source for the GPA to decide.
No, that was done by fuel management division, the evaluation package portion of it.
Did you notice anything, a difference with respect to the per plant prices bid between mobile and IP&E?
Not myself, no.
Were you aware of the fact that the price difference on the Tenjo plant was approximately 11 cents difference?
Not myself, no. Being that we're the procurement facilitators, the price to us does not matter. The only time that it does matter is when the evaluation committee deems such firms or proponents to be qualified to be awarded. That's the only time that I concern myself with the pricing.
I'm sorry, what was the last point?
Pricing, as far as the pricing is concerned. So I wouldn't mind myself with the pricing if they're not a qualified firm. So depending upon on the evaluation of the committee, that's when I would really look into the pricing.
Okay, well,
yeah.
What pricing did you look at in this procurement?
Same pricing that you're looking at now.
Okay, but you didn't notice anything about the price difference between Tenjo and... All right. Would it be fair to say that, well, currently IP&E is the current provider to mobile for these plants? I mean, to GPA for these
yes,
plants?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that there's a cost savings to GPA for dealing with one supplier as opposed to two?
I couldn't say.
And would it be fair to say that, somebody wouldn't submit a question unless they were there was some ambiguity about language in the procurement as part of the procurement package?
Someone would, if there was ambiguity, it would behoove them to submit a question, yes.
But if they didn't, then would that say in your mind that
They didn't have a question?
I couldn't answer that.
Who is the person most knowledgeable about the pricing and the evaluation with respect to the bids that were submitted?
I would leave that to our as far as the analysis, cost analysis, I would leave that with our support division, I mean, our fuel management division.
And who would that be?
That's Mr. Albert Florencio. Albert Florencio, who does the cost analysis and all the, you know, breakdowns of.
Okay, and you never discussed with her the difference in the per plant or the overall contract price here?
Not in detail, no. We never go over those things like that.
How about in general?
From time to time, yeah. In this particular case, yeah.
Is there anything that you recall about discussing the pricing in?
No.
One moment, please. Okay. Who actually prepared the award document and for this?
When you say the award document, what do you
mean? Can you describe the process by which GPA actually made the award? I assume there was a decision process. Somebody made a recommendation, and then somebody voted on it.
Correct.
If you could describe that to the...
There's an evaluation committee that is comprised of 3 to 5 individuals, and selected and approved by our management. And those are the individuals will review the packages that were received, and it's recommended for award and move forward to our general manager for approval.
Okay.
From then, that's where we do our
okay.
Award.
So did you participate in that analysis preparing it?
We are not a committee member, no, evaluation member. The procurement person was not. But we're present. However, we are not a voting member or an evaluator, if you will.
Okay. Who wrote the exhibit that you referred to, the evaluation document that was in the... Who prepared that document?
Which document?
One second. I would call it the source selection document, but... I believe it's the one you testified on your direct testimony.
Okay, once again, Ms. Carrera, was this submitted as an exhibit by any party?
Yes, by GPA.
Okay, what is the number of the, or what is the letter of the exhibit?
It was tab 30.
Well, what was the letter, though?
I believe it was exhibit A. We've only had one exhibit so
far.
All right,
so exhibit A.
And just so that we're clear on the pages, my exhibit A only consists of pages 19 through 23. So if he's going to ask any additional questions for some other page, we need to mark that as a separate exhibit because I'm not sure what page he's referring to, quite honestly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just,
is that the same?
The same exhibit A.
Yep.
All right. You have it in front of you. Who prepared that?
That's prepared by myself.
By who?
Myself.
And you didn't notice anything about the pricing when you put that together?
No.
Do you know who put together the IFB?
The
invitation for bid?
That's the assigned buyer along with the evaluation, the fuel management as far as the technical specs.
And the specific person, do you know who prepared it?
I'm going to say Albert Florencio.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you.
Is there any redirect, Mr. Bolton?
There is, if I might, only because it's... He has two binders here.
Sure.
This has already been marked as exhibit small a, I believe, page 877. If I might approach the witness.
You may approach.
And Mr. Regis, if you could read on page 877, section 2, towards the top of the page there, award of contract.
The whole part. The contract will be awarded in whole or per plant location to the bidder evaluated as being qualified and with the best price proposal.
Okay, and so that specifically says that GPA is considering both on a per plant or in whole location.
That's correct.
And in your opinion, was there any ambiguity in that particular section?
No.
And to your knowledge, did any bidder, whether it was IPD, or Mobile, ask any questions about that section in the amendments 1 through 8?
No questions were asked on that.
That's all questions I have.
Any redirect by the interested party?
No questions.
I have one redirect, if I may.
Well, let's hold off Blue Cross till we have any questions.
Yes, I do.
Good.
Mr. Regis, you testified earlier you've been with GPA in the purchasing section for about 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To the best of your recollection, in past bids, the term I use, all or none, okay, and that's the terminology GSA procurement use. In the past bids, how did GPA award? Did they award all or none? In past fuel contracts, or did they award in per plant?
Per plant.
Yes. So is this the first all or none? Or no, per plant? Per plant, meaning one vendor. So have you had different vendors for different locations?
We've had vendors where they won the whole all the locations at one time, as such as the country that we're in right now with IPNE. But in the past, we have history where it's been split between the two parties, between multiple parties, as far as the locations are. Yes.
Okay, so the current contract that you have right now with IPNE, they won in all.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But that was still solicited as a per plant location.
Per plant.
Yes, ma'am.
Has GPA ever solicited as a all or none? That's the terminology GSA DOA uses,
correct.
All or none.
Correct. Have we used that terminology? Yes, we have.
Uh-huh.
But in this regard, it was not used.
Okay. And to the best of your recollection, these were always meant to be individual.
Yes, ma'am.
Location, in other words, to use the terminology, to cherry pick which is the best price.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Has Mobil ever won an all? To your recollection?
No, not all. The only reason that IPNE was able to win the whole lot was the fact that Mobil was turned away at the time of the bid opening because they were late.
Oh, I see.
So that's how IPNE, this last bid that we had, was able to secure the whole locations per plant. Yes.
Okay. But again, just to repeat, because you routinely go out for fuel, and to the best of your knowledge, and using the word, I can't remember who said it, I think it was you, Mr. Keller,